Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
To address the growing criticism of utility companies for their pace of restoring power after last week's storm, we spoke with the state's Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs, Richard Sullivan, who oversees the Department of Public Utilities, or DPU. We asked him what he sees as a reasonable amount of time to expect power to be restored.
I don't think that there's any, amount of time that's a barometer of reasonable or unreasonable. I think it clearly needs to be stepped up. There is a growing frustration, which we certainly are seeing from customers. I, too, am a customer that doesn't have heating power for the last 5 days, so I understand. It is unprecedented, the level of scrutiny and oversight that the DPU is applying, and we will do, as we do after every major event, we will do a debrief, and we will look to see what that level of response was this particular time, understanding that each storm is different, but look at that, and if necessary, we have the option and will open up an administrative proceeding.
The utilities, as you know, have said that this was an extraordinary storm given the timing, given the heavy leaf cover on trees, and as a result, there's a lot of damage that takes a lot of time and that people need to be patient. Do you think that's a legitimate defense?
Well, I mean, it certainly is an unusual storm, but I think it does start to beg a larger question. There's been three or four major weather events that are all unusual in terms of if you look at the history of the Commonwealth. So I think it does start to beg the question about what the delivery system in Massachusetts is going to look like in the coming years.
Secretary, last season, National Grid was financially penalized for its delayed response to a storm. Does that suggest to you that there need to be more penalties, that businesses or power customers need to be compensated once power has been out beyond a certain point?
I think it absolutely means that there needs to be strong review, and not only were there penalties assessed in the case that you just talked about, but there's currently an open case against National Grid and NSTAR for the response to Irene.
The utilities have said that what's really impeding their progress or slowing down their progress is a lot of tree limbs down, so they need to do a lot of tree removal before they can even get the wires up. Do you consider that a big piece of this, that there's inadequate tree maintenance?
In this particular storm, there is a lot of individual trees that are down. There's a lot of individual connections that have been impacted. It is significant in this, but, I mean, the DPU does take the issue of reviewing how much money is being spent on vegetation management, which includes tree removal and branch trimming. But that all goes to the reliability of the system.
Secretary, back in 2008, Unitil took a lot of heat for a very delayed response getting power back on. I think it took them 12 days for many customers. This year, Unitil got their customers back up 4 days after this recent storm. Why is it, do you think, that we're seeing such a different pace between or among power companies?
Well, I do think that not only did they have that delayed response back for the ice storm, the DPU just took a very aggressive position in their rate case that was just recently decided by the DPU. I do think that there is a correlation between aggressive oversight and getting certain responses from the utility companies, and they will be the first utility that is totally finished.
Secretary Sullivan, the power lines that went down in this recent storm were above-ground power lines, obviously. If they had been below ground, they wouldn't have gone down. Does this raise the larger question about whether more communities in the state need to invest in an underground grid?
That is absolutely a discussion that we need to have at the DPU and, in the Department of Energy Resources and with the utilities as they're coming in front of us, is that, where appropriate, a hardening of the system, where it is feasible or where other construction has already taken place and the roads are already being opened. If what we're seeing here with three major storms or four major storms over the last year is what we can expect as the new normal here in Massachusetts.
Secretary Sullivan, thanks for talking with WBUR.
Thank you.
Richard Sullivan is the state's Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs. You can get updates on efforts to restore power across Massachusetts at WBUR.org.